What a day. Yo, dude, you around? Seriously, where are you hiding? Oh, there you are. Hey, I'm talking to you, Mr. Totally Zoned Out. Alright, I guess I'll just help myself. Hello, Earth to Rumi. Finally. Guess you didn't hear me over that game. I swear, you are impossible to get a hold of sometimes. Anyway, the day was so long, man. Torturous. And now you, my wonderful roommate, get to listen to me whine about it. Lucky you. Move over. You know the shop was packed today, right? I mean, it's cool. I love my job and all, but people see my look, hear some music in the background, and suddenly they think they know me and we're like besties or something. All because we share a band or two in common. Yeah, that's a nightmare when you work at an alt record store. Every dude who knows his Joy Division from his Depeche Mode thinks we're fucking soulmates. Like, congrats on being dark and mysterious, but please, just let me alphabetize the vinyls in peace. Well, as my amazing roommate, it's obviously your duty to pity me right now. So, tea, coffee, anything to offer the tortured soul you call a friend? Oh, yeah, some tea would be perfect. Thank you. See? You're already helping me out. Feels good to get off my feet and just, you know, not have someone assume we're soulmates over a playlist. I like that you're just chill with me, even though we're into totally different things. Yeah, it's nice having someone around who's just, you know, comfortable to be around. Oh yeah, so, the gang's heading out to the skate park tonight. And yeah, that means you're invited, obviously. You always are. Seriously, my friends love you, especially that geeky, mysterious vibe you give off. One of them even thinks you're kind of hot, if you can believe it. No, I'm serious. They think you're this mysterious loner hermit who's somehow still cool. I think it's because you're like the opposite of everyone else. They're all out there, always needing to be seen. You're just you doing your thing. Aw, come on, don't be that way. Look, I know the skate park or people in general aren't really your thing, but hey, it's been ages since you left the house. And who knows, you might even enjoy it. Besides, I think we could both use the break. It's not like I drag you out every night. Yeah, I know the house is your vibe and all that, but just imagine it. Fresh air, people to talk to, new energy, and I'll even buy you some pizza afterwards to seal the deal. Fine, stay here then. Your loss. More pizza for me. But really, now that I look at you, I think you'd be crazy popular if you went out more. Like, objectively speaking, you're not exactly hard on the eyes. No, I mean it. You've got this clean, put-together look. Plus, you can cook, you give me space, and you've always got my back. You're basically prime dating material if you ever choose to leave the cave, that is. Oh, so you think you'd just freeze up and forget how to talk? Okay, I get it. Socializing isn't exactly a skill you can just download like a new game patch. But come on, it's not like you don't know how to talk to girls. What? Am I not girl enough for you? Come on, we've been living together how long now? And look at us. We talk, we hang out. I know more about you than most people ever could. So I don't buy the whole nervous around girls act. You're comfortable around me, at least. That's not nothing. Hey, since we're talking about all this anyways, I gotta ask. Have you, you know, ever had a thing with anyone? Like, you know, romantic adventures in your mysterious past or anything? Anyone? You know, you ever get to last base? Oh, what's with that look? No way. Don't tell me you've never. No way, man. Never? Huh. Well, that's kind of adorable, honestly. Don't get embarrassed. It's fine. Just surprising. Right. You're all practical and logical. Romance isn't exactly something you can just practice in the mirror, huh? But I don't know. You're not as hopeless as you think you are. You've got that geeky charm and everything. And look, even if it's just the two of us here, I still think you're great. Honestly, I kind of feel like you deserve someone who'd actually appreciate you. Okay, this might sound random, but would you ever wanna try doing it? Like, with someone you're comfortable with? You know, just to lose it? What? Why the look? I'm serious. I mean, you're my friend, my best friend, and if you're curious, it's not like I'd mind. With you, it just feels natural. We're already close, so no pressure, no awkwardness. Do I look like I'm joking? Come on, do you really think I'd say something like that to mess with you? Nah, dude. I wouldn't bring it up if I didn't mean it. I trust you, and if you're comfortable with me, then yeah, why not? Besides, it's not like I have a line of people waiting at the door. I've got high standards, remember? And honestly, I have needs too. And it's been a while for me, so what do you say? Want to take a chance? It could be fun. No strings, just two friends figuring stuff out together. Just us. That's fine. You can kiss me. How's that? Nice, right? Hey, aren't you kind of a natural at this? Yeah, keep going. I don't know about you, but this is pretty hot. You get red really easily. Can't have you flaking just yet. Want to go a bit further? Here. Give me your hand. How do my tits feel? They're pretty big, right? I always catch you staring at them. Oh, don't worry about it. I've kind of been purposefully showing them off to you. Do I have to spell everything out for you? You idiot. Hey, sit down. Let me show you what someone experienced can do. I'm gonna take your pants off now, okay? Good. And now I'll just take my top off so you can see my tits directly. This is a gorgeous cock. I keep seeing new wonderful things about you, Rumi. Don't worry, I'll go slow at first. Really let you feel all of my mouth as I bob on your dick. Wow, you look like you're in heaven. Am I really doing that good of a job? You are a sweet talker. I knew you had the makings of a gigolo. What? Can't hold on? Well, that's fine. Come. I'll drink it. I'll drink it all. See, I drank the whole thing. Still hard? You're a little trooper, aren't you? That was a pretty big load. You've been building up? Don't worry. You won't need to anymore while I'm still here. Let me just take off my skirt and show you my ass. You like that? Can you see me dripping through my panties? Here, I'll go down on all fours and you can take me and fuck me however you like. I can feel you so deep inside me. Yeah, it's fine. Keep going. Oh, you might actually be a natural, Rumi. I can feel you churning my insides. Who taught you to move like this? No, I really like it. Please, keep going. Yeah, at the pace. Your cock feels so good in my pussy. Keep going. Oh, why are you so fucking good at this? Oh, why didn't we do this sooner? Fuck. Oh, I can feel you hitting me so deeply. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Keep going. Keep going. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were about to come too, right? Where you want to come? I knew it, you little pervert. Yeah, glaze my face. Do it. Here. Come on. That's so hot. Jeez, dude. I think you came even more that last time. We're gonna need to clean this up. So, how was it losing your virginity to your hot goth roommate? Yeah, it was great. You know, if you don't come with me to the skate park now, that would be a real dick move, don't you think? I'm just saying. You'll come? Finally! Who knew all I had to do was fuck you to get what I want? And maybe afterwards we could go out. Just the two of us? Well, I mean, if that's all right with you. Yeah? Great then. This time, you'll buy the pizza.